Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Aranha. If you could,
yes, that's Iron Jaw.
Of course it is.
And I'm supposed to just read. Okay.
Yeah, no. Whenever you're ready. Let's hope you can do better than your bird brain friend.
Hello, and I am Trevor Iron Jaw, and I am here to welcome you to the Rolling in the Geek. What is this Rolling in the Geek? I'm not rolling right now.
Understand.
What is going on?
All right, let's take a five.
Hey everybody, Brad here to let you know we're doing a massive giveaway for two amazing bundles from our partners over at Underground Oracle. Their quarter one bundle and winter bundle, which are packed full of amazing D&D 5e supplements, multiple of which have been copper or silver sellers over on DriveThruRPG. As if that wasn't a ton of greatness in itself, the winner will also get a full color custom commission from our friend Toby over at Bug Hop Studios. Toby did our entire B-team artwork for us and our new banner, and he's absolutely wonderful to work with and does astounding work. To be entered for our giveaway, just pop over to Twitter and check our pinned tweet for the full details.
I am Ken Brown, Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, and I want to thank you for taking a seat at our table. Will my cohorts please introduce themselves?
Hello there. I'm Harkos Ironjaw Passaro. I'm an Alakokra monk from Hokkaido, a Cavalier Knight for the people of Iron's Edge, and a proud member of the B-Team. We are set on purging Riven once again of the dragon tyrants that seem to be resurging. Wait... That's what we're trying to do. We're going to drag... Oh, dear. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge Cleric of Numerath. I have left this world once and witnessed what is waiting for me. However, my friends need me, and I promise to become the bulwark of this world to protect them and the blade of Numerath. To cleanse it of corruption. Portrayed by Brad Konala.
Thank you, my dear colleagues, and thank you all for joining us. Please sit and rest your weary legs and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, Ken here. We want to thank you deeply for listening to Rolling in the Geek. With the blessings of the rest of our little family, we want to request you support us through Patreon. We love doing what we do, and with your support, we can produce more and better content. Every bit goes back into the podcast, and more than three isn't a crowd at our table. And now, back to three guys with more dice than friends. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. Despite his seemingly ominous tone, Veldrith walks to Trevor and stands next to him, looking ready for battle. Trevor calls out to the drow elders and asks to speak rather than shed blood, and the head elder walks forward and waves him up. Harkos very, very bravely joins him as he walks forward. I was expecting a reaction there. I actually put in my notes, hold for applause. I didn't put that in my notes. Thank you. I appreciate the effort. The elder introduces herself as Salia and looks to be dressed for combat with armor and weapon strapped to her. They have some roundabout conversation in Elvish, which leaves Harkos out in the cold for the time being as he doesn't understand the language. She tells Trevor that there is more going on in this world than they know, deeper issues facing them, and to leave her people be. She admits the mistake of doing what was done to Selena and that they are trying to fix it in their own way. They notice during the conversation that Salia's eyes are darting between them and the assembled group behind them, but with a higher perception check, they find that she is looking more specifically at Veldrith and appears nervous. After a lecture from Salia about how her people once did whatever it takes, and they still suffer for it, that Trevor turns and notes that Veldrith is gone. Time stops, with Trevor, Harkos, and Salia being the only animate ones. She advises them that there are 5 Methuselahs currently awake in the world, minus Pylorvo, whom they felled. Borvinsal, Numerath, they knew, but are made aware of Onyxiath, the Black Methuselah, and Arrow Arath, the Silver Methuselah. But remember the name because of the Avatar of Tyr introducing himself with the same name. She tells them that it is too late and pushes them away as a lightning storm erupts above the elders through a portal and disintegrates the gathered elders, save the 2 that went into a room behind them. From the portal, a dragon head appears and introduces himself as the Marked Methuselah Borvinsal. He tells them that there are no good or evil dragons and that they all just picked a side. He stood behind Syraxis while others followed Numerath. Veldrith appears through the back door carrying the ceramic jar with Samritan's essence in it and hands it over to his Methuselah. Borvinsal retreats through the portal with the command for his herald to slay the remaining. Veldrith squares up to the team and after some back and forth tells Trevor that he should remember him, that he is the one that burned down his shop and that apparently he had not killed enough of him in their last meeting. And that is where we pick back up.
Roll for initiative.
Don't you fucking tell me what to do.
I fucking did twice. Initiative, I told you at the end of the last episode. Starts, and I'm telling you
initiative
again.
Initiative starts when I say it starts. Roll for initiative.
Initiative starts fucking now. Oh no. I'm not doing it because you said it. I'm doing it because I said it. Woo! Hold on. Pause. So, first of all, I rolled a 17 on the die, which gives me a 19. However, second of all, can we talk about how absolutely fucking cool these diehard multi-class dice are real quick on official air?
I was about to tell Ken that I, while I was in Galesburg for Christmas and stuff, Brad and I did a swapsies.
Oh, did you?
We did. So now we have Trevor Harko's dice.
Yay!
Which I just rolled for my initiative.
That I was just about to ask if we could pause because I thought I left mine downstairs because I thought it was still in my backpack, but my backpack was right behind me. So I just grabbed it because I was like, oh no, I did this whole thing and now I don't have the fucking thing with me.
But yeah, so
they're amazing.
For the audience, Die Hard just put out these, they have their Dire D20s. Well, they put out their multi-class ones. So they're they come as one die, but they split into 2 halves. They got magnets to hold them together and a little key thing in it to keep it from jarring all around. Super freaking cool. So I bought the fireball one because Trevor's a fire. Well, he has fire stuff because he's Forge Cleric. And Nick bought the key one because, you know, monk stuff. And let me tell you, if these aren't like the most perfect colors and shades to go together, oh my gosh, it is glorious. Not a sponsor, but you should go check them out because we love Die Hard anyways. So absolutely freaking cool. Okay, my rant's done. Yeah,
they're wonderful.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous. I'm gonna have to get a set for Phil and somebody else and then just put them together so that they're conjoined too. We'll get a set for fucking Numerath and Phil.
This makes me want to do this so often. Like, could you imagine if fucking Ted and Captain Shiny had one of these?
Yeah, that would have been cool.
I want to buy so many of them. Of course, I want to buy a lot
honestly,
of their stuff.
It's not terrible, especially if you do it like we did. And like if you buy two yourself, it's still not the worst. It's $30, which isn't awful for how big these are, for being metal and everything. But if you do it how we did, like if you have a friend or something, a significant other, that's what the or something is. I don't know where I was going with the or something, but we'll say
friend or something.
I don't know what that was supposed to mean. But if you have someone else and you guys are both thinking about getting one, fucking do it. And then you can split halves. And if you guys stop being friends, I guess go huck their half at them. I don't know. It's fucking cool. And honestly, I bet you Die Hard did enough research that any of them would look good with each other. But it was just, I don't know. The orange on Brad's just melds really well with the bronze that makes the border of the faces of mine. Yep. And like the blue just looks good. I don't know. It's great. It's wonderful.
It is. It's amazing. It looks gorgeous. We'll post a video of it on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm glad
at some point.
I'm glad it did good for you, Brad. I talked too much and I made it nervous.
I made it nervous.
It'll make Ken happy though, because we'll be nowhere near each other. So
what'd you get?
I rolled a 2 on the die, so I got 7. I got a 6 total.
All right. So I think that because of what you said at the end of last episode that you were charging, that this makes sense. But Trevor, you have first initiative.
Yeah!
It was close. He was only a couple away from you. But
nah, I won by fate.
Also,
Phil and Puffles ended up with the same number, so, you know.
Last adage on the die, the way Brad and I split it, he has my nat 20 and I have his nat 20. That way, any successes are based on us as a team, and if we fail, it's because we suck as an individual.
I thought that was clever. I was going to go the other way that you should do it, but that's funny.
It made sense the other way too, but with the way Brad and I roll dice, I feel like we're going to get a lot more low numbers, and I don't want us to be sitting here and be like, God damn, Brad, why is your half suck? Or Nick, why is your half suck? I would rather us be able to be like, man, Brad, I fucking love this half of your die. Like, it's fucking great. Yeah, I like yours too, Nick. Or Brad will just be like, yeah, well, I hate my half. More likely to happen. Anyway, Trevor,
you have first initiative.
So, as I previously stated, I'm charging Kingsley, and I'm going to booming blade his ass.
Okay,
but he's facing you, so won't you have to like go around him?
He's an ass face.
Okay.
Show.
Is he also a ball chinian?
He could be. We'll find out. I'm going to hit him. That is 26 to hit.
Is that the higher one, or is that just your first roll?
That's my first roll because I'm a doofus. Yes, that's the higher one.
Okay. Yes, that hits.
All right.
Oh, God. I was so nervous
because the way that I posed that question
is that the higher one. I was like, oh God, please tell me that's so fine. And then Brad's like, yeah, it's the higher one. And Ken's like, he just shrugs it off. Harkos leaves the room. He gets out of the fucking Underdark. I'm done with all of the horseshit. Yeah, that definitely hits. Oh, thank God.
No, you're not right. You're not getting into 26 territory yet. Another level or two, I might start.
I was gonna say, gotta wait till we hit level what, 8? Are we 7? Yeah, we gotta wait till we hit level 8.
So 12 points of damage, and if he decides to move, he's gonna take thunder damage.
Said 12 points?
Yeah.
Okay. You good then? You gonna say any bullshit, or are you solid?
You've had a week to think about it.
Yeah, there's a whole lot I want to say, but what order and how? And
just say it all at once in one cacophonous sound.
Just word vomit him right in the first motion.
Just walk up to him, hit him, and baff. Oh, that's gonna be fun for my ears later. That waveform does not look pretty.
No, we're gonna leave this first strike.
Okay. All right. He is. He's gonna make his melee attacks against you. So, does a 19 hit you?
No.
Does a 21 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. So, one hits for 8 damage. And he will kind of brace himself on his shield, kind of like squaring it between you and him. And okay. After that... Now, you see... Okay, no, this is bullshit, because I have Veldrith, then Phil, then Puffles, and then Harkos, and back around to Trevor. So you still end up being fucking next to each other.
That's funny.
That's bullshit. What it is.
That's super funny.
God damn it. You fucking find a way to be next to each other every fucking time. I'm so flustered I didn't even pull up Phil's fucking character sheet.
The B team finds a way.
I'm gonna fucking strike you.
I don't do a very good impression.
No, there's no way that he'll be able to. Okay. So Phil is gonna come up next to you and start doing his thing.
Doing his thing.
That misses horribly.
Damn.
Tell you what. So Phil, his second hit. No, damn. Okay, so second hit does hit. Four. Seven damage. Puffles is next, and Puffles is going to he doesn't have much left. Really, the only thing he can do at the moment is hit him with a firebolt. So he is going to firebolt and miss terribly. So a streak of flame flies past Veldrith, strikes the wall, and Puffles looks sheepish rather than lionish. So, Harkos, it is your turn.
It's just Veldrith right now?
Yes.
I suppose I'm just going to fly up there with Trevor.
Okay.
And give him the Harkos special. And I remember that I have two attacks this time. I do not need reminded because it has not been several weeks. See, Brad, this is what I needed. I didn't need the 2 off your die. I needed the 16. So that's 23 on the first one.
Okay.
And second attack. God damn it. Well, it's not all bad, I guess, suppose. That's not good. That's an 11. So,
no, that doesn't.
Second one misses. And then I'll do the punchy punches. Well, let me hang on. Let me read my stupid, not my stupid. Let me read my abilities that I haven't used in a hot fucking minute. Okay, sorry. So my punch. God, that's. Okay, you're gonna take a rest. Because that's the second 4 in a row.
Long rest or short rest?
However long I think he needs. And in the middle rest. Intermediary rest. Okay, so I missed the melee, or the unarmed strike. I only got one thing, which is a D8. Wherever the fuck my D8... Where are all... Okay. Jesus. Oh, God. This D8 feels like nothing in my hand after holding that D20. It's just a poly. So that is 9 piercing damage.
Okay.
And I need Veldrith to perform a con saving throw.
Okay. That is a 15 total. Does that make it?
That's what I just went back to read what my DC is. So 8 proficiency wisdom. 8 proficiency is 3. Wisdom is 2. So that's 8 and 5. So yeah, that's because that's only 13. So yeah, 15 makes it.
Okay.
So he's fine. Okay, that's all.
So Trevor, it is back around to you.
Spirit Guardians, make a wisdom save.
Perform.
Fucking.
He already said make. He said make.
Nah, they go ahead and perform it.
That is an 11.
No.
Well, fucking of course it is. It's fine. It's Trevor's bad guy. I shouldn't be jealous.
Sixteen points of radiant damage, and I'm designating the B team as not getting hurt by it, by the way.
Okay.
In case you had a question about that.
It was in my mind, but I figured that you would have done that, so I can't argue that point too hard.
Okay, that's all I got.
Okay. Trevor, roll me up a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, the die broke.
Oh no.
You know, that's twice out of probably I don't know how many rolls. That's not bad. Okay, so that is a 17.
Okay. You make it, you will take half damage though. So that's 18, so you'll take 9. So, you see Veldrith takes a deep breath in and then breathes out this line of lightning that you are just narrowly able to kind of get out of the way of the brunt force of it, but does spark you for 9 damage.
9
damage. Go ahead and roll me a concentration check.
No, you do it now. He said now.
Concentration.
That's right. DC 10.
DC 10, and it's my constitution?
Yes.
It's just the ability mod, not the
save. I think it's the save.
They're both plus 3, so it don't matter.
Oh, yeah, so if it's the same either way, we'll just...
That's a 21.
Yeah, okay, yep.
Okay. Take my concentration!
And it goes to Phil. Who will... So this is the point that Veldrith is going to use this. So... Phil got a dirty 20 on one of his hits. He is going to use parry, which will increase his AC by 3 until his next turn, which will make that miss.
Shit.
It is now Puffles' turn. Puffles misses horribly with his firebolt, and it goes to Harkos.
Oh no.
Come on, Puffles.
All right.
Now, Puffles has been solid, and now that you really need him to, you know, be good,
he's not. Yep.
Oh,
God,
shit.
They sound so heavy, and I love it.
So that's a 21.
Okay, that will not hit.
I didn't think so.
Ouch.
Well, because Phil just did the dirty 20, and then dude raised it by 3, and Phil missed. So,
right,
I was fairly certain that that wouldn't do her. Oh my fuck, Harkos! See, it was Harkos' side of the die, so it's okay to get mad. We're gonna switch. This is a nat one.
Oh god.
I'm overzealous. You don't roll a d20 this much. You don't. You don't do it.
Don't.
Obsessive. Stupid. Fucking. I missed that one too.
You all three down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
A little bit.
Trevor. His things are just dinking off of it. He appears to be very proficient with his shield, and he's just letting things tink off the shield as you're coming at him.
Okay. It doesn't matter. I can't ask that question. I'm gonna Sacred Flame and make a dex save.
Okay.
Perform! Fuck!
I'm sorry!
No, you're not.
That's gonna be a big old no.
Yeah? No, yeah. No, he doesn't make it?
No, he doesn't make it.
Right. So, 14 points of radiant damage. Jesus. Yep. I knew that.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, you know, you're right. Part of me did die that day.
Okay.
That's it. I'm done.
Okay. I'm good. Oh, snap. He says, not enough. He takes another big breath in. Make Kingsley make a dexterity saving throw.
I don't even have stats for Kingsley.
He's a hawk.
Just look up a hawk.
Is that what we do?
Yeah. That's what we've done in the past. For like his perception.
Can I... Do they have that on Fight Club?
Should.
Yes. No. Oh, too far. Abort mission.
Plus 3 to dex.
Plus, yep. Okay. 17.
Okay.
That's fucking weird.
I'm pretty sure that no matter what I roll, he's gonna die.
His 1 HP?
Yeah. I wanted to see it just for cinematic sake, but so Kingsley is flying around near the ceiling, and Veldrith tells you not enough, and he breathes out this lightning bolt that looks like it's about to miss Kingsley, but it burns his wings as the little arc off of it hits him. And Kingsley's corpse drops to the floor and then disintegrates in golden light. It is now Phil's turn. Holy shit. It's 2 19s.
Weird.
That is very odd. So both of those are going to hit. That is 7 damage and 4 damage, so 11 damage total. And now it is up to Puffles. I'm scared to do anything else with Puffles because he's rolling so bad.
Roll better.
Well, okay. Like, I don't know what you want from me. Oh, God. Like, he has options, but he might be due for a good one. All right, let's try it. So Puffles is going to attempt to do Scorching Ray. That is... not going to hit. That is not going to hit. Ooh, hey, crit! Shit! Okay. So, two misses and a crit. And that totals out to be 21 damage from the crit. So, you see, he just totally whiffs these two softball throws that just hit on either side, you know, just pass by him. And Veldrith looks at him kind of like cockily and then gets struck directly in the chest with the third one.
Nice.
And that one seems to kind of push him back just a hair. But Harkos, it is now your turn.
Okay. Where is that? Here we go. Okay. First one is a natural 20.
Oh, nice.
There we go. So plus 7, so 27. And then second one's a dirty 20. Is that
he's
good?
He's gonna use his parry.
He's gonna suck a wang is what he's gonna do.
So that will make that miss.
Okay. Oh, this is probably stupid, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Perform a con save.
Okay.
Nick, doesn't that sum up most of our action?
Yes. That is a 21.
Damn it. Okay. Perform another one.
Okay.
Yeah, genuinely.
That is a 17.
Fuck! Okay, that's fine. I'll just do...
I'm sure he's got a nasty con.
It's not super nasty, but it's definitely on the higher side of his stuff.
He rolled a 15 the first time, Brad, so I was like, well, maybe. Just maybe. okay, so... it's gonna be 8... plus 8 plus 4, so 16, so that's 20, and then I get to roll 2d6 because it's the versatile bullshit, or not the versatile bullshit, but the pokey one.
Yeah,
vicious, that's the V word I was looking for. So 24 points of piercing damage.
Okay, all done.
Yes.
Trevor, it is your turn. he is starting to look a little worse for the wear, but still looks like he's pretty healthy. You guys have been dropping some damage into him, but he still looks ready and able.
I'm going to green flame blade him.
Okay.
Uh, 22.
Does not hit.
Damn it.
Just barely misses. Anything else?
So does it hit his shield or anything?
He interposes the shields in between. That's been most of what he's been doing with misses.
So as he deflects it with his shield, I'm going to say, perhaps you don't understand that it is your actions that have fueled the fire within this long.
He drops his shield. And then you hear a metallic click as his longsword separates off into two. And he says, let me see if I can douse those flames.
Sweet. And it's his turn now?
Yes.
Right? Make a wisdom save. Because I forgot it last turn.
That is...
but I'm not going to anymore.
That is a 16.
Damn it! okay. Nothing happens. At least I don't think anything happens if he makes it.
Does a 19 hit you?
No, 19 does not hit me.
Does a 23 hit you?
Maybe a little.
Does a critical hit you?
Nah, I'm immune.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that, but I am. I'm letting you know now.
All right. 29 points of damage.
Okay.
As he slams the swords down into you. It is Phil's turn. He is going to make his attacks here. Those are both going to miss, but he is going to use his bonus action to use his rallying cry. So he will heal for 14. Everybody else heals for 8. So you all heal for 8.
Sweet. Brad?
Yeah?
Just for future reference, was your wisdom save, was it Spirit Guardians?
Yeah. Why?
Because it's damage on a fail.
It's half damage on a successful save.
I went and read. I must have missed that.
It's the very, very last sentence. So it's like, on a failed save, takes 3d8 and then talks about alignment. And then it goes, on a successful one, takes half.
Hey, so my failed reading skills, I don't suppose the benevolent side will let me still roll that, will you?
Nah, you guys are 4-on-1-ing somebody.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's why I waited until Brad's turn was over. I was like, no. I can't. That's fine. I can't be helpful. I have to.
That's fine.
I have to let Ken whoop us into remembrance.
Yeah, and I like read it. I've read it like 4 times now, and I don't know how I missed the last sentence every time. Bad brain.
That's okay. You're just trying to make up for all the times I cheated in Ondine.
No. See, you should give it to me because I let you off. I let you off on that second round. I didn't even make you make a roll. That's the benevolent side of the player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel a little dickish for doing that, but you know,
no, I don't think you should.
It's my fault. No, yeah, you shouldn't. It's my fault. I should pay better attention. I'm not used to this spellcaster stuff. I need to learn.
Trust me, even when you get used to it, you're still going to fuck it up. I can attest to this. Even though I'm not playing a caster this time, I can attest to this.
So, Huffles is going to cast Melf's Minute Meteors.
I love that.
And then he is going to use a bonus action to shoot one off right away. Which is a dexterity save, which is not super strong suit. But he rolled a 19. Is it still half? Yes, it's still half, so it takes some. Which is 3.
Just so you know, Puffle still has a bonus action this turn.
Well, that's why he sent, because it's a bonus action to shoot one.
After so it's you his, cast it.
Yeah, so that's it's an I'm action saying, to cast it, and then it's
But when you cast the spell, you can send one off immediately, and then every turn after that, it's a bonus action that you can send it.
I missed that.
The only reason I know that is because I screwed it up a lot when I was Hovid. I would forget to send my casting one.
That's still he rolled a second dex save. It's still a failure, but he takes another 3 damage.
And you can always expend 1 or 2 of them.
And that leaves him with 4 meteors. Harkos, it is your turn.
I'm very scared because I'm running out of key points. I should probably just stop using them for the things I've been using them for, since he seems to consistently make those things. Fuck! Me running. That's a 15.
Nope.
That. Okay, you're going over here. That's a 17. Let's see if I can fucking punch him.
Well, with him without the shield, it almost hits, but not quite.
Okay, that'll fucking do it. So that's a 23. That's the same roll I made out of the gate, but that's just my fisty fists.
That hits.
So, fuck it. Bless America. Okay. Glad I'm wasting key points. Okay, one unarmed strike. Here it comes. It's a fucking D6. 6 piercing damage.
Slashing,
sorry. I have that. It's fucking. It's. Oops. That's not what I wanted. Go away. That's my turn.
Trevor.
I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at 4th level.
On yourself?
Yipper.
Okay.
(clears throat) 29 points of health. So I'm going to cast that. And I'm going to say, I felt the embrace of death once and still returned. I would like to see you douse my flame again. I'll simply come back stronger.
You're full of shit. And you ain't Ben Kenobi, motherfucker. You're not silent, Ben.
Go ahead and roll a wisdom save.
11.
No!
So aggressive.
Eighteen points of radiant damage.
All right. So, your spirit guardians. What do they look like? I think we've talked about this once, but I can't remember.
We canonized them as spectral people from
his little special heaven.
So, lady with a rolling pin and a dude with a coat rack jump onto Veldrith and start smacking him around. And he goes down to a knee. And then you hear him say, "Oh, this is just quite enough." And he takes a big breath in, and you see lightning start arcing on his armor. He stands up, and I need everyone around to make a perform a dexterity save.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay. That is a 15.
Say 15.
Yeah.
Okay, that matches, so that makes it.
Well, that's a natural 20 plus 7.
Nice!
Which I think actually makes you take no damage.
I take no damage because I got evasion at level 7.
And Phil does not make the save. He got a 7.
No!
So that is 11 points to Phil. And Trevor, you will take 5 lightning damage. And then he is going to make his attacks. Trevor, does a 21 hit you?
On the money.
I'm assuming that 12 does not hit you.
Yeah, I mean, you're close. Like, you got the numbers right, just in the wrong position.
And that is a 24.
Nah, I mean, it's kind of the thing. You got to hit it right on the nose or you don't get it.
Hey, see, when did we change that rule? Because I don't remember changing rule. And I'm
no, we didn't. We didn't change that rule. You gave me the armor with that special effect on it.
Oh, even though you forgot to have your old character give up the special armor that he had. So I had to give you something else. Yeah, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a side effect from our
death.
From our one shot douchebag stealing all the Tarasks. Everything's out of balance.
Oh.
21 points of slashing damage.
All the Tarasks, Nick says, as if there's not canonically only supposed to be ever one in existence.
It's multiverse.
Yeah, there are 9 where we come from, apparently. One of them has a very red face.
It is Phil's turn. Hey, crit! 1 crit, 1 miss.
I mean, that kind of evens out, I suppose.
So that makes it 16 points of damage. Puffles is going to send out a firebolt and then bonus action for the meteor. So, firebolt. Good job, Puffles. Finally, that's a 24.
Nice.
And then dex save. Oh, shit. Okay, that was a 19, too. So that will do. Firebolt does 10 damage. And then the meteor does 5. So 15 total damage from Puffles.
Nice.
Starting to hit his stride. He's figuring this shit out.
Oh, boy.
At the end of Puffle's turn, Veldrith is going to take a legendary action.
I vote no.
I also vote no. That's 2 votes against 1. We win.
Yeah, Ken's vote counts as 2. We got to go wake the women up and ask them their opinion.
I'm
okay with this.
I'm rolling random to see who this goes after. So Trevor's a 1. Harkos is a 2. Phil is 3. Puffles is 4.
I vote 1.
It is a 1.
That's what you get for being slow, Brad.
That's all right.
I don't know why. Trevor, does a 22 hit you, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So a arc of lightning flies off of his armor and connects onto you, dealing 13 lightning damage.
Okay.
Harkos, it is your turn.
That's a nat 20.
Nice.
Get it?
God. It's 1 foot, then right onto the fucking other one, isn't it? That's a 16.
That does not hit.
Yeah. That was a 17. Or that a 15, misses. Rather.
That misses.
I'm not wasting key this time. Fuck it. So, base 8, plus 7 is 15, plus 4 is 19, and then 2d6. Nineteen and 9 is what? 28 yep. Piercing damage.
28. Alright. You jab him. It hurts. At the end of your turn, he is going to take another legendary action. This time against Puffles. Oh no. Okay.
Uh oh.
That's a 19 to hit, which definitely hits Puffles, even with shield. So that's 16 damage. So you see this arc of lightning drag across the floor and connect onto Puffles, which throws him back, and he is unconscious.
Yeah. Puffles! You're a jerk, you know that?
Trevor, it's your turn.
We're going to go ahead and cure wounds at level 3 this time.
On yourself or?
On myself.
Okay.
Selfish.
I don't have a choice right now.
I mean, I feel like you do, because Ken asked you if it was on yourself. That sounds very choicey to me.
Is 24 this time.
Just evade better, Brad.
So you use a lower level one and you get more HP off of that than you did the first time?
No, I got 29 first time.
Oh, I thought it was... In my head, I remembered 21, so... Oh, well. That would be a shitty turn of events, though.
Yeah, it would be very Brad, though.
It would be.
At the end of Trevor's turn...
I'm going to say shit, it was right there. Man, I just had it. And then I hate my brain sometimes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Roll wisdom save.
Yep. Forgot to have you. It's a natural 20. I forgot to have you do a concentration last time I hit you. I'm going to do random because at the end of Trevor's turn, he's going to take another legendary action. This time, a 1 and a 2 is Trevor because he really hates you. And then a 3 That's is fine. Marcos and 4 is Phil. That is a 4, so that is Phil.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Trevor. I can't hit a goddamn thing. Puffles and Phil are KIA. Well...
He just crit on Phil. Is gonna hurt.
Remember when the ley line showed Phil his family at his funeral?
We go ahead and flip that one and we get reality.
Oh man.
Phil takes 37 points of lightning damage.
Jesus.
And when, Phil when, is looking a little on the rough side.
When the fuck did Carrie show up?
It sounds is now like Veldra's Tuesday, turn.
Sounds like a Tuesday night in the Olden King household.
Jesus.
Oh, inside jokes.
It is now Veldra's actual turn.
Apologies to the audience.
That's a natural 20. On you, Trevor.
Okay.
That's a 9.
That does not hit.
And that is a 19.
that does not hit.
Okay, well.
But you made up for it with the crit.
We made up for one of them.
Oops. So that is 16 points. That is... no, I'm sorry. I mathed that wrong. That's 14 points. Part of it, it doesn't... part of it was lightning, but it doesn't matter.
Right. 14, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
It is Phil's turn. He is going to make his attacks, which have not been super successful thus far. God damn it, Phil. Oh, wait, no, that one hit. That one hit, because his AC is lower now. So one
hey,
hit.
Hey, go, Phil.
Because that was a 19. Well, fuck, Phil. 4 points of damage.
Hey, damage is damage. Don't
damage,
you cringe.
Damage is damage.
Phil's
but
damage.
It's very anticlimactic. I was like, oh, shit, Phil did hit because the AC is lower now. And then, you know, this happens. this round, after Phil's turn, he is going to take a legendary action. That is Harkos. does a 24 hit you, Harkos?
I don't know. Here, look at my character sheet. You tell me.
Yes, I can see it from the 30 miles that
oh,
is between us.
If you can't tell, I guess you don't get to hit me. Yes, it hits me. I'm a monk.
Oh, well,
you can breathe okay. on me.
That's that only right five. So the little itty little spark goes bzz, hits you for five.
Those little itty sparks go eat me. Death by a thousand cuts.
Puffles needs to roll a death saving throw.
Puffles needs to make a death saving throw.
That is right on the lower end. That is a 10, so that is one success.
Woo.
And Harkos, it is now your go.
Yay, here we go. Okay. You know, I just cleared my shame area because I had too many dice over here, and I'm giving everybody a second chance. Apparently, that was a bad idea. That's all. I'm because that was a 6 on the die, so that ain't doing squat. Let's roll the big shit. Okay, that's a 5. That's not doing anything. And last but not least, the punch in the face is a dirty 20. So that fucking does something. Shocker.
He's gonna parry.
Okay.
That makes his AC 21.
Fine. You want to be like that? I'm going to use one of my final 2 key points, and I'm going to try and punch him again.
Okay.
Oh, bitch. Guess what? I got a 21. I rolled a fucking 14 on the blue die. Oh,
Jesus.
Son of a bitch. I just... So... Cinematically, what happens is Harkos is just whiffing like a son of a bitch, and then he feels it coming in. And he's like, "Oh yes, this one would definitely land." And he's just like, "Pating!" And he's like, "What?" And so he just whips around the other way and catches him off guard. It's still just a fist, though, so, but it's something.
Yeah,
damage is damage.
Even with your unarmed, it's still decent little hit.
7 slashing dabblage.
Okay.
Oh, Harkos, what are we gonna do
after
about you?
Harkos' turn? Legendary action. That is a 2.
No. After Harkos' turn is Trevor's turn.
After Harkos' turn is a legendary action. That falls on Trevor. That's a 10. That's not gonna hit.
That's not gonna hit.
Man. So. You were able to sidestep this arc of lightning that's coming off of him. And now, Trevor, it is your turn.
I'm going to... I'm gonna green flame blade him.
Okay. You gonna call for Kingsley? Oh.
Twenty-two.
Okay. Yep, that hits. I don't even get a comment. about the me saying some dicky shit.
So that is no.
I thought he was just ignoring it again.
I thought he was too.
I dropped my die.
Come back.
That's max damage.
Bam.
So So 21 points of damage.
Okay.
And when I connect, I'm going to say, and this one's for Kingsley.
There's the comment. Okay. At the end of Trevor's turn.
Bring
that's
it.
Another one against Trevor. That's a one.
Bring it.
That hit is me. A 19. That will not hit you.
You suck. Shut the light show off and get out.
You better shut your mouth. I shan't be launching a rescue quest a second time.
Roll wisdom save.
It is a five.
No!
That is a
10. That's fucked up.
The old lady takes a rolling pin up the back of his head. And it is now his turn to do things. It's a 23 to hit, Trevor.
I mean, it could potentially.
Okay. The other two are going at Phil. So that is a 22, which is going to hit Phil, and a 25, which is going to hit Phil. That is 16 damage on Phil. Phil is looking very close to passing out.
You can do it, Phil! You can do it!
It is Phil's turn. He's going to... Okay, well, that's one hit. That's a 19 on the die. The other one is a 16. No, 15, so that won't hit. But no, that is a 15. My math sucks tonight. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I blame one eye.
That's fair.
It's only 5 damage. But he's going to go ahead and use his action surge. You hear him say, I'm not going to die to this thing. And then he pumps himself up and he makes another round of attacks. Which are
you
both,
can do it, Phil.
With one hit again. This poor dude cannot get more than one damn hit off at a time, which is another 9.
Gee, I wonder how that feels.
I'm sorry. At the end of Phil's turn.
It's okay, Phil. I also am garbage.
Oh, crap. That's a 3. Oh, wait, no, that's Harkos. That's not Phil.
Uh-uh.
Harkos, does a 24 hit you?
Yeah.
That is 17 lightning damage.
Okay, Does a 19 hit?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Cool. I burned my last key point to attempt to do my vicious return.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you have
that. I do, too, a lot. And I shouldn't, because it's nice. So, that was it, max damage. So that's 12 piercing damage.
He is starting to look a little on the wobbly side.
Good.
So after Phil is Puffles, which is another death save.
One, Puffles.
That is a two.
So he's one and one now, yeah?
One and one. He is a misplaced one on the die from death. At the end of Puffles' turn.
Brad, if Puffles dies here and we save Selena, we're telling her that she killed him. Because he wouldn't have come down here if she wouldn't have come down here. And she was mean when we left, so we're going to be mean when we save her.
It's so wrong.
It's going to feel really good, though.
Lightning arcs off of Veldrith and hits Phil and knocks him to the ground unconscious.
Crap.
Help. We need somebody. Help. Not help. Just anybody. Help. Well, okay, Arcos. Literally anybody. What?
It is your turn.
Does it have to be? Can we just say I missed three times and move on? That's a two.
Oh my god.
That's a dirty 20, so that one makes it. Unless he wants to parry that, that's fine. And that's 17 on the die, so he gets to parry one of them. Which one do you want him to parry? Because I'm hitting him twice otherwise.
He parries the one.
The first one that hits?
Well, it just pumps his AC until his next turn, so Z can use a reaction to do it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. So, well, does fucking, 24?
Yes, it will still hit.
Cool. Luckily, this is my fist, so it does less damage, so that's fine. Arcos is about, that's 7 slashing damage. Arcos is about one turn away from just hucking his fucking spear into the abyss.
No. Stupid spear, I'm just gonna punch everything from now on.
I'll just get blades attached to the tips of my hands.
Okay, so I'm gonna do this a little differently. I'm gonna roll a d8. If it's an 8,
uh-huh,
he's going to attack Puffles.
Okay. But it's not his turn.
Oh, took a legendary action.
I know what you're doing. Dick. I'm just being a dick.
That is a 6. So I put that as a Harkos number. Harkos, does a dirty 20 hit you?
Yep.
Jesus Christ, that's 2 lightning damage.
He's scared of my fists. That's, yeah,
he is. He is very intimidated by you, apparently, because both times that he's connected on this have both been way lower than anybody else, damage-wise. So, Trevor, it is now your turn.
So, okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I can't cast 2 spells in one turn, even if one's an action and one's a bonus action, right?
No, the only way it works is if one is a cantrip.
Okay, so I can do my Green Flame Blade still.
Yes.
And do a bonus action spell.
Yes. Yes, okay. Since Green Flame Blade is a cantrip, then yeah, you can do that.
Yes. All right, so I'll Green Flame Blade him again.
Okay.
Or attempt. That's a 19.
No, because he parried.
Yarp.
Damn it. All right. So I whiff or he deflects me or whatever. And
he's parrying at this point. So he knocks it aside with his sword, which he does not seem to be as quick as he was. He's starting to lose some steam here.
So I'm gonna he parries me, and I'm gonna say, I should be thanking you. You helped forge me, and my fire burns within all of us, and I'm going to bonus action healing word on Puffles.
Okay. Roll it up.
Where's my D? There it is. Actually, I'll go ahead and cast that at second level also.
Okay.
That gives me, what, another D4?
Yes.
Gimme!
Jeez. Wow.
Brad's aggressive.
The dice, like, if he yells at the dice like that, they're not going to give him a good roll.
I couldn't pick it up. I just want to love you. 11 points of healing to him.
Okay. He puffles, rouses from his unconscious state. Says, guys, watch out. There's a fireball cut. Oh, or there's a lightning bolt cut. Oh.
Welcome back.
He does not have a legendary action to use at the end of Trevor's turn. He burned all of them already.
Go ahead and perform a wisdom save.
That's a 16.
Yes, that makes it. However, now that I am of the smart to knowledges. thank you, Nick. Will be 7 points of damage. That's halved. I got 15.
Okay. Dude comes up with a broom and like gut checks him with the with the handle, and somehow this broomstick goes through his armor and pokes him in the belly.
Makes sense. It's like spectral.
Yeah, no, I get you. It's just I like the visuals. It entertains me. Okay. He is going to make his last attacks here. That is a 25. Trevor.
Yeah.
That is a 24.
Maybe.
19 and 18, respectively. And that is a 21.
On the money.
points of damage.
Oh, well, that wasn't as bad as I expected.
No, oh, wait, 25.
Yeah, that's what you just said.
I thought I said 24.
No, you said 25.
You said 25.
Wow, okay. Good job, Ken. So yeah, 25 points of damage.
Okay.
And it is now Phil's turn. Phil will... roll death save. Oh, balls. Phil is 2 in the hole.
Oh, don't you... Oh, I can feel this.
His first roll was a natural one.
Trevor and Harkos both innately pop a barbarian rage.
You can't cast spells when you're raged, so you can't.
I mean,
try
you should just give me that. It's not like I'm gonna fucking hit after that anyway. You can literally give me that, and it won't mean a goddamn thing.
I mean, I'm okay with not casting spells. I'll just pummel him to death as I take half damage.
At the end of Phil's turn, well, that's so I changed it up. So 1 and 2 was Trevor, 3 was Harkos, and then 4 was going to be Puffles, since Puffles ended up, and it was on Puffles.
Of course it was.
Which is a 16 total.
Which does not hit.
Nope. Puffles burns a shield, so it'll miss.
Thank you.
Which I'm pretty sure will make it miss. Yes. Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
All right, so Puffles throws up the spectral shield. The lightning strikes into it and dissipates, and Phil takes no damage.
Puffles.
Or, yep, Puffles. Sorry, I got
just words.
I got Phil on the brain because he's gonna die.
Yeah,
you shut your mouth.
No.
It is Puffles' turn.
I'm looking for us to all go this time.
Oh god. This is dark.
Hashtag Darkos.
I guess he could have done absorb elements too. I forgot that he had that. Wouldn't have done him much good because of, you know. But anyway, so he's going to use his last second level spell. He's going to try to do another Scorching Ray. Fuck. Fuck. Okay. So that's a 24 total. That was a 3 and then a 4.
Damn.
Yeah. Not... We're all having problems tonight, apparently. Buffles, come on, man. Got snake eyes.
Jesus.
Got two ones. It's not even snake eyes, because they're not pipped dice. It's just two ones, and it's depressing. At the end of Puffles' turn.
Meh.
Trevor, does a 25 hit you?
How many times are you going to ask me that? Yes, it hits me.
I know it hits you. I was already getting my dice together.
I figured. A-hole. What jerk.
6 lightning damage.
Okay.
Arcos.
Yep. What?
It's your turn.
Okay, well, you could have been beating my ass again. I don't fucking know. Okay, so that's a 23.
Okay.
Does that hit?
Yep. You can't do anything to avoid it, so.
That's a 5 on the die. That's another 23.
Okay.
So spear is full damage, so that's 12 piercing. Fist is 6 slashing.
All right, so you stab him with the spear, come around with the second hit, and you actually bowl him over as you hit him.
Nice.
Good.
It's about time I did something.
Suddenly, you start to hear loud footsteps.
Oh dear.
And the door into this room gets thrown open as 15 drow come storming in with bows drawn.
Oh dear.
It's okay, this is good.
They get themselves in front of you and around you, pull arrows out, knock them, and point them at Veldrith.
That's good.
Veldrith gets on his feet, kind of shakes himself off a little bit. He looks around at the gathering. He says, I should have known better. You all owe us too much to just, and they all fire at one time and make him into a pincushion.
Yes!
What a shocker. Brad's excited that the talking got stopped early.
And he falls backwards and with a loud clunk dies. Time stops again for you. Harkos and Trevor, you're able to move in this moment. You see the spirit of Veldrith hanging above him in some sort of odd stasis. As he floats there, you see another spirit figure come walking away from the plinth in the middle that had the table on it before it was disintegrated by lightning. And you see the spiritual form of Salia starts walking towards you. I'm going to go ahead and say that's where we'll call it for tonight.
Yep.
There was a couple times that I thought about ending it mid-fight, and I was like, no, we need to get through that one.
Yeah, because it would have just been the fucking worst if we would have gave my dice a week to rest. That would have been...
I'm that'd sorry.
Be fucking it's not your fucking fault. I don't know what their problem is.
I do know what the problem is.
They haven't been to Brad's house in a while. That's their fucking problem. No, I guarantee they've been sitting on this table. I haven't put them in their bag. I don't use all of them. They're getting fucking feisty. All
right. Thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you like what you're hearing, then we would humbly ask that you show us some support through one of our various means. One of the ways is through Patreon. We are good little warlocks and offer up sacrifices to our patrons depending on the tier that you choose. If Patreon is not so much your thing, then you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. Go to ko-fi.com, search for Rolling in the Geek, and do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at rickgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek, or you can find us on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter, and if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad.
You're not welcome.
Well, okay. Sense a lot of bitterness, and I'm not particularly happy about it.
I'm angry at you.
Okay.
I love you, but I'm angry at you.
Nick, this week, you are the sound cleric of the Tempest.
Fancy.
With lightning fast clicks and button pushes, you were able to arc out the nastier bits of our audio. Can you please bolt us something fun to go out on?
Probably not if it's anything like my showing in the episode.
I appreciate you being a trooper and not being, you know, like, angry.
It's not anyone's fault. It's not even my fault. Like, I just had a bad night. It just happened to be when we were in a boss fight, so that was enjoyable. Honestly, there's part of me that thinks it's because it was somebody that's big in Trevor's past, but Trevor lies to me about his past, so... I don't have fire powers, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, if any of you can relate to Harkos' situation in episode 68, that'd be pretty understandable. We all have those... Everybody knows that you got bad dice days, and it gets you pretty down. But don't worry, hopefully I won't be able to whine as much in episode 69, because hopefully somebody, looking at the fucking like 20 of you that there are, will pull your fucking shit together. This week, I wrote a song that should touch a little piece in each of us this week. Jennifer told me after I sang it to her that she thinks this is her favorite song that I've done.
Ooh.
Which kind of scares me to put it out there, but okay. I feel like I've done some pretty fucking good bomb songs, and
I also feel that way.
I don't think this one is bad, but I don't know that I would say it's the best, but whatever. If she likes it, she likes it. So without further ado, episode 68 parody, here we go. Remember when we were kids, always playing make-believe, flying through space to fight, or jumping over lava-covered grounds.
Well, there's a way to do it again with all of your closest friends. You can step back and pretend that everything is better now. Be a tree that's awakened or a dwarf that is naked. The choices are endless. There's no way you're gonna be let down anywhere you wanna go. There's so many fantastic places. Really, all you need to know is who's got the DM's chair. It's eventually, it's everything you'll want and more. Spreading geekiness all over the place. Buy a few sets of dice and then feel free to say, I play D&D. I play D&D. I play D&D. I play D&D.
Yes.
I haven't done Beyonce yet. I don't think.
That was good. That was good.
It was nice.
I did not have any idea what the song was. I'm just it, I'm on, gonna be
that one's hard to hear in your head said. Unless that one's fuck you. unless you really know that song, like even as I was writing it, like I was having trouble hearing the song without doing the actual words, because I try to like just hum the melody and I was like, man, I just want to sing the actual words of the song because I know it so well. So I thought there was a chance that one might miss a little bit, but by the chorus
it pulls itself together. I always enjoy your songs, but
yeah, I couldn't have said what the song was, but I knew I had heard it before.
It's Halo by Beyonce Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'm sorry.
It's very...
couldn't identify it.
It's very early 2000s, I think. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I avoided that kind of music like the plague in the early 2000s, so. Are we gonna just jump right into...
Yeah, no, Trevor, Trevor,
yes.
Right, I don't think this is gonna work out. Maybe.
And why isn't it going to work out? I don't understand. I'm just very curious as to how you all have such a well recount of Harkos and I's adventures so far.
This is not for you to know.
This is a very strange thing. I feel like magic is at hand here, and I would like to know who is involved. That's all.
All right, who do we have that's next on the list?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.